think we've lost them.
Yeah, I can't see anyone.
Try and blend in.
Hey?
Don't arouse suspicion. Browse.
What?
Pick up a book.
Oh, aye, yes.
Oh, what are you reading?
Oh, Surviving the Menopause, One Woman's Diary.
I said blend in, you twonk.
You can talk. You're reading a big print edition of Greatest Lesbian Short Stories.
Act natural.
All right, all right. It'd be easier if we weren't in the female interest section.
Right, just wander, nice and slow. I don't reckon the cops saw us duck in here, but they'll be checking the street outside. As long as we can linger in here, we quits in.
Ladies and gentlemen, Addington's Books will be closing in 5 minutes.
Knackers.
Brilliant.
Right, this is where my years of experience and innate cunning and guile become crucial factors in our quest for survival.
What are we going to do?
Hide.
Very inconspicuous, this.
What?
We're in the crime section.
Well, at least we blend in.
How long do we have to stay under this table?
How long since the shop shut?
Half hour.
All right. Come on.
Oh, what? Oh,
cramp.
What can I do out?
No, you go on without me.
Oh, you sure?
It were a joke.
Oh.
But you know, if I'm slowing you down...
No, you're all right.
I'm too old for hide and seek.
What, you left that copper in your dust?
Yeah.
They got their quick mind.
Yeah, they did. Not like Big Malcolm.
What's that?
For a job to go tit-shaped like that. He's meticulous. Every blag runs like clockwork.
Until today.
Disaster from start to finish.
Will we get wrong?
Get wrong?
Off Big Malcolm.
Yes, Mouse, I expect we will get along.
What'll he do? We'll get like a written warning.
A written warning? For a gangland overlord who uses an anonymous network of lowlifes to pull armed robberies, scams and hits for him, I suspect Big Malcolm may be surprisingly lax when it comes to observing the finer points of employment law.
You reckon we'll get the sack?
We might get put in a sack.
But we followed the instructions.
That'll be us for the night now. Locked in.
All night?
Well, unless they happen to be launching a new Harry Potter book at midnight, in which case we may be able to sneak out disguised as middle-class 12-year-olds.
Crime biography.
Eh?
These books. They're all about old cons. A Hard Man's Tale. The Governor. A Life of Crime. Truth Hurts. The Feathers McCaffrey Story.
You're kidding?
What?
There's a whole book about Dave McCaffrey.
Yeah, here. Why? You know him, do you?
Oh, aye.
Why'd they call him Feathers?
He had white hair from birth. They say when he was in the womb, his mother was set upon by a demented parakeet.
Right.
We pulled a few post office jobs together, me and Feathers, in the 70s. Trouble is, he were a laughing stock.
Well, why was that?
Well...
Right, this is a robbery. Nobody move and nobody nets hurt. Understood?
What?
You open a safe. You put the bunny in the mag.
The bunny?
In the mag.
I don't know.
Slice and noli, no mud and sovements. Fump and sunny. You won't be half and so lard after I give you a good whistle pippin. You're going to be bleeding for Percy.
Ah, old Feathers. Prince among cons. We had some ride times together. Hey, look us up in the index. I bet he's got some good stuff about me and him.
What's your last name? Oh, you can't tell us, can you?
Hey?
Big Malk. Rule 3, no last names.
Ah, yeah, rules are rules. It's Sparks, Eddie Sparks. Hey, Feathers McCaffrey, like brothers me and him, aye.
No, you're not in.
We drifted apart, of course, and to be honest, he was a bit of an arsehole.
Hey, maybe you're in under Speddy Arcs. No. Oh, well, come on.
What?
Let's browse. Is that how you met Big Malcolm, then?
What's that?
Through that Feathers fella.
Oh, no. Malk's the next generation. Feathers, Charlie Hall and Alfie the Kike. They were all old school.
Alfie the Kike?
Aye, yeah.
Didn't call him that to his face, did you?
Oh, aye.
Was he not bothered?
No, he wasn't Jewish.
All right.
Come to think of it, I don't even think he was called Alfie. Anyway, Big Malcolm and his crew. He came through in the 80s. All mobile bricks and sharp suits and ambition. That was the end for the gentleman thief.
Like Alfie the Kike?
Exactly. Yeah, he wanted a safe combination. He'd take a pair of pliers to a bag manager's teeth. But after, he'd pass him a towel, light him a fag. Now, it's a Glock 9mm in the eyeball without so much as an excuse me. Still, that's progress. No respect anymore.
Do you think we can break open these tilts?
Easy, but they'll be empty.
Hey, the little book of sayings, the little book of insults.
The little book of getting to the till without having found a better present, so you might as well buy this, because it's only £3 or something.
No, that wouldn't fit on the cover.
Come on. Onwards and upwards.
So Big Malcolm's top boy now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Quite the slick operation he's got going. Well, today notwithstanding. How did you come to be working for him?
Our kid, Leon. He did some driving for him. Malcolm said he were recruiting or only doing shifts down a bowling alley, so, you know, this is only my second job. Oh, I wish I knew what went wrong. I mean, the plan were tight.
Kids.
I know what I'm doing.
No, books.
What?
We're in the kids section.
Oh, aye.
Oh, look at that. A pop-up nose art.
Oh, I used to love them. Give us a shot.
Yeah. Not possible, of course.
What?
Nose art.
What do you mean, not possible?
One, building of boat. Physically impossible. Two, half the animals would have eaten the other half. Three, how the hell did your polar bears and penguins get in the Middle East? Physically impossible.
Coach? With air conditioning?
Four, they were in the ark for about 6 months. Mayfly lifespan, 1 day. Do the maths. Five, food storage and feces disposal.
Physically impossible.
Six.
All right.
Six. There are approximately 45,000 species of insect in Taiwan alone.
So you don't think it's true?
I'm a little bit sceptical.
You got kids, Eddie?
A son, Andrew.
Bet your bedtime stories were a riot.
No, I left that to the wife.
I love story time.
What kind of stories?
Well, it was songs mostly.
Ah, bit of a crooner, your dad.
Oh, no, he didn't sing them.
Eh?
Well, I used to get that smash hits, yeah.
Right.
Right then. Pick a page.
23.
Okay. Modern medicine falls short of your complaints. Ooh, try a little harder. You're moving in circles, won't you die late? Baby, try. Hey, girl, move a little closer, cause you're too shy, shy. Hush, hush, eye to eye. Too shy, shy, hush, hush.
Yay! Do us another one.
Well, okay. Just one more. I'll choose. And I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord. I can feel it in the air tonight. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Phil Collins never lets us down. Night, son.
And that were your bedtime story, was it?
Aye, yeah. Couldn't make head nor tail of half the words. I just liked hearing him read them out. Read us that storybook bobbins about dragons and princesses, and he'd be asleep before I was. But them lyrics. He thought it were dead funny, so I could always get him to read one more. And that were it, really. Just hearing him read, we didn't need the music.
It's raining.
I can't understand it.
Water vapour in the air. It cools and condenses into droplets.
No, what went wrong today at the chemist's? There was supposed to be an inside man.
To point us to the right drugs.
And make sure there was no heroics with the till.
We get the cash, we get the drugs, we walk out.
So what happened?
We didn't get the cash. We didn't get the drugs. We ran out.
I did get something.
Did you?
I just sort of grabbed anything I could.
What did you get?
Hall's Mentholyptus.
Monte Carlo, here we come.
Sugar-free?
Come on, let's go back down for a bit.
If you're looking for the mucky book section, I think...
He probably thinks we've done a runner.
Who?
Malcolm. I bet he's been calling your mobile since the job, getting no reply.
Yeah, but I dropped it when we ran.
But he doesn't know that. We'd have been in enough strife if we'd turned up empty-handed. But if it looks like we've scarpered, we really need to get out of here and get to Malcolm before his boys get to us.
What if the cops are still looking for us outside?
What's the time?
3:20 a.m.
They're long since gone. Come on.
What are you trying to do? Shake it off its hinges?
You know what this bookshop used to be, don't you?
What?
Bloody bank.
Looks like they kept the old doors. Bars on the ground floor, windows. There must be a fire escape.
Yeah, second floor. I saw it when we were in kids' section.
Right, back upstairs.
Wouldn't bother.
Why not?
He's chained shut.
That's against health and safety.
All right, to your MP.
Maybe we could get a window open upstairs.
What, and make a parachute out of an atlas?
Have you got anything useful to contribute?
Ooga Doogoo.
Excellent. Anything else?
It's a place.
I know.
All right, then. Where is it?
It's the capital of Burkina Faso. And it's pronounced Ouagadougou.
Oh, right, because that's much more sensible. Who'd live in a town called Ouagadougou? Hey, imagine going to the football. Give us an O! Oh, give us a U!
Yeah, well, somewhere in a bookshop in Ouagadougou, someone's flicking through a travel guide to Britain saying the same thing about Shepshed.
Ouagadougou is Burkina Faso's cultural centre, with a population of 1 million.
This is hopeless. Go on, ask us another one then.
Right. Where's Mogadishu?
Somalia.
Khartoum?
Sudan.
What's the capital of Zambia?
Lusaka.
Thought that were a lamb casserole.
That's Moussaka, you twonk.
Oh, do you know all these?
Knowledge is power, Mouse. Power that no one can stop you acquiring.
So what? You've acquired a load of knowledge?
Fair bit.
But you're locked in a bookshop.
Your point?
You haven't acquired the knowledge to get out of a locked bookshop.
Oh, we can get out. We can go thousands of miles.
Minicab officer do.
But getting out takes a different kind of knowledge, my friend. A different kind of power.
Yeah, the power of a sledgehammer.
No. Imagination. Look at these shelves, Mouse. There must be a travel book for every country you can think of. Where shall we go?
Rwanda looks like a laugh.
Put the Africa book back. Come on, we deserve a holiday. Sun, sea, sand.
Right. Denmark.
Find one for the Caribbean.
Right, here.
OK. Pick an island.
Martinique.
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 Ah, beautiful.
Looks nice.
Pick a hotel.
Hey?
Pick a hotel for our stay.
Exclusive, mid-range, or...
Exclusive, of course. Nothing but the best.
Cap Rouge.
How many stars?
5.
Tip top.
We can't stay there. It's €400 a night.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
Oh, all right, but we won 7 nights there in a caption competition.
Brilliant.
Right, close your eyes.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. Right, it's day 3. We're well into the routine. Breakfast on the balcony. Squinting into the morning sun. Looking 12 floors down at the figures on the beach. The boat hire man setting up for the day. The Czech supermodels unrolling themselves onto lounges. The bartender juicing pineapple.
What was the caption?
You are.
What was our winning caption?
It doesn't matter.
I just feel better knowing.
All right. Acme incontinence pads. You'll never be embarrassed because...
Oh, they always take the piss.
Actually, that's quite good.
Well, it did win the holiday.
Can we get on?
Yep.
Eyes closed. Breakfast over. We step out of the hotel lift, through the air-conditioned lounge, and out onto the white sands of the beach. We spread out on our reserved lounges.
Next to the Czech
supermodels, yes. The waiter glides up and takes our cocktail orders. We lay back on our lounges, the morning sun warming our faces as the Caribbean breeze tickles our feet. Sometime later, you sense movement nearby, footsteps in the sand. Without even opening your eyes, you know it's one of the beautiful Czech girls. She's come over to ask you.
What are you doing here? The shop is closed.
Hey,
you two. It is 4:10 in the morning. You cannot buy books at this time.
No, we...
How did you get in here?
We were locked in.
And why are you wearing a handkerchief on your head?
Oh, sorry, got carried away with the holiday, doesn't matter.
So can you unlock the door?
Of course I can unlock the door. I am the security guard. What do you think these are? Spoons and forks?
No, I meant, will you unlock the door? You know, then we'll get off home.
I want to know how you became locked in the first instance.
We didn't hear the announcement that the shop was closing. We were engrossed in the latest...
Dickens book.
Yes.
We were reading the new book by Victorian novelist Charles Dickens.
I must tell you, I find your behaviour suspicious.
Can't get past this fella.
No, honestly, we're just tired. We just want to get home.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So you let us out then?
No.
Why not?
Because you are the man who attempted to rob the chemist's shop yesterday afternoon.
Ah.
Your description was on the news.
What, news at 10?
No, of course not. You are small-time hoodlums. It was on the Radio Western 9 o'clock news beat with Bernadette Unwin.
Right. So what are you going to do?
It is my public duty and professional responsibility to detain you here and report your whereabouts to the police.
So you're turning us in then?
No.
How come?
There are two reasons. The first reason is that if I attempt to call the police, you may resort to violence. There are two of you and one of me. And even though you are old and sluggish, and you are clearly not at the mountain peak of physical fitness,
Charmer,
I would not be confident of prevailing in a physical confrontation with both of you.
And what's the second reason?
The second reason is that I am lonely.
Lonely?
I live in a flat in Woodley. My best friend is Jim, who lives below. But Jim does not talk very much, and he cannot go out.
Why not?
In 1988, he fell into a threshing machine and lost his left arm and his right leg. Now you are trying to imagine a man with only a right arm and a left leg. I know.
I see.
So I will keep you here until the morning and we will talk.
And then?
Then we will see.
Well, that's very kind.
Yes. You must see the man behind the uniform. I am not a monster.
Right. Well, I'm Mouse and this is Eddie. What's your name, mate?
My name is Sunday Olosumanbe. I am from Nigeria.
Capital?
Lagos.
No, it's Abuja.
That's you told.
I want to know why you are attempting to rob the chemist's shop.
That's our job, my friend.
That is not a job. Robbery is not a job. Security guard is a job. Electrician is a job. Dog handler in the TV and movie business is a job. Robbery is not a job.
Needs must. We can't all land cushy jobs like you.
I cannot answer back, because I do not know the meaning of cushy.
Look, people do what they're good at.
That is not true. You are robbing, but you are not good at it.
He's got a point.
Why do you not do something respectable? You, maybe, are too old and on the scrap heap. But you, even if you do not have much in the brain department, you are young and could get a proper job.
Can't think why he's ended up lonely.
So why did the robbery go wrong yesterday?
We don't really know. There was supposed to be an inside man helping us out. There was supposed to be a car outside. None of it happened.
Who organised these things?
Well, our boss.
Is he a shady gangland character?
You could say that.
I enjoy stories of these characters. While I am working, I read many of the books about them that can be found in the crime section.
I thought you didn't like criminals.
They are a pest on society.
But you like reading books about them.
I am full of such contradictions.
Have you read the book about Feathers McCaffrey?
Oh, yes. It is a shocking but gripping portrayal of the 70s underworld, as seen through the eyes of the men who are really there.
Yeah, I actually knew that.
There is a story about Feathers and his accomplice trying to rob a farm and being cornered by a goat for 2 hours.
Yeah, that was me.
The goat?
The accomplice.
You are Pat Stockings Nesbitt?
No, I'm Eddie Sparks.
The accomplice in this story is Pat Stockings Nesbitt.
Pat Nesbitt was in strange ways when we pulled that job. It was me.
It is an amusing anecdote.
Unbelievable.
So what's it like then, Nigeria?
People in the West think Nigeria is a corrupt and backward nest of vipers because of what is shown on the news.
But it's actually okay.
No, the news is accurate.
What language do they speak there, then?
They speak the language of lies, my friend. That is why I have come to this country.
So, well, you must have some great stories about growing up there, mind.
Oh, yes. I remember one occasion when I was about 5 years old. My father was going to the market to buy some... Wait a moment. I know what you are doing. You are changing the subject. We will not talk about Nigeria. We will talk about why your robbery did not go smoothly and try to get to the bottom of this mystery. Maybe you were double-crossed by your boss. Have you wronged him in the past?
Hey, flicking through a couple of factually inaccurate con memoirs doesn't give you some special insight into the criminal mind, Buster. Big mouth won't stitch us up. I've got a nose for a rat. Years of experience gives you an instinct, and mouths as straight as they come.
I am sorry. I did not mean to suggest that the gangland criminal who orders you to steal from a shop is not in fact a very nice and trustworthy fellow.
Hey, maybe it was Bernie Ogden.
What?
Stitched us up. Bernie Ogden. One of Malk's boys. He's actually the one who gave Eddie the instructions. He told you, didn't he? Chemist on the high road, 4:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And gave you a note with the details. Well, that's got to be it. He was the only other one who knew the SP on the job.
Bernie Ogden. Never liked the look of that fella.
Still you are surprised that you cannot trust a criminal?
I'll put a sock in it. You never broken the law.
Don't tell me what to do with my socks. Stealing is wrong. You have no right to take things and enjoy them. Nobody should benefit from the properties that are stolen. Now you have made me raise my voice.
Horseman Philipsus?
Thank you. Now I must continue to walk around the shop. Come with me. I would have thought the same thing. But in fact, he is very philosophical about it. Sunday, he said to me, imagine if it was the arm and the leg from the same side that was cut off. How could I hold the crutch? Ah, my favorite section in the shop.
Drama.
I love William Shakespeare.
What, the tragedies? The comedies?
No, the plays. I do not understand them all because the spelling is very bad.
Can I just point out that the sun's coming up?
Oh, aye.
So, have you decided if you're going to let us go?
I have been thinking about it. And now I believe you are reasonable men who are not violent.
Yeah, you're letting us go.
No, I will hand you to the police.
Hey, but if we're reasonable men and we're not violent...
Then you will not attempt to beat me up if I call the police.
Sunday, please, just let us go. It's bad enough we've got to face our boss, but don't get the filth involved and all. I've got a record as long as your arm. It's not like I'm going to get off with a caution. And doing time at my age...
Again, I find it hard to argue with you.
Oh, thank you.
Because I understand very little of what you are saying. But I must now call the police.
No.
All right, if I can't persuade you, how about the bard? The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath.
Oh, that's good. You're not even using the book.
Upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives, that's you, and him that takes, that's us. 'Tis mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throned monarch better than his crown. His sceptre shows the force of temporal power, the attribute to awe and majesty, wherein doth sit the dread and fear of kings. But mercy is above this sceptred sway.
What are you doing?
Do not climb onto the bookcases.
It is enthroned.
Whoa.
It is enthroned in the hearts of kings. It is an attribute to God himself.
Don't climb on the case, Eddie. It's a
cast. Dost then show like his...
Are you all right, Eddie?
The quality of mercy might not be strained. I don't think I can say the same for me cobblers.
What were you thinking about, climbing onto the bookshelves?
I was trying to create dramatic impact.
Come on, let's get you up.
You know, so you might take on board the message about mercy.
And here's your keys.
I understand, but I have a responsibility.
I think you dropped this and all.
If the authorities find out I let you go, they will say, why did you let them go? I cannot say Shakespeare told me to do it.
Hey, this is the note from Bernie Ogden with the instructions for the job. Don't want to leave that lying about.
No, give it here. Mouse?
This is all wrong.
What's that?
The note. Blacklist chemist, 4:30. We tried to rob Megadrug. Eddie, no wonder the job went wrong. We turned over the wrong chemists.
Oh, God.
Didn't you read the bleeding instructions?
No.
No?
I can't read.
You are?
I can't read, all right?
You can't read all right?
No, I can't read. All right? But I can't write, either.
You cannot read?
But you had the note.
They told us it were a chemist on the high road. I thought there was only one. I didn't want to let on I couldn't read, so I pretended I'd read the note. I mean, we knew the details. 4:30, chemist, high road. I mean, who's ever heard of bloody blacklist?
I still don't... You can't read.
Never learnt. I left school when I was knee high. I've just winged it ever since. Become second nature after a while.
You can't read anything?
Nope.
Not books?
Nope.
Magazines?
No.
Newspapers?
No.
Road signs? Catalogues? Warranty agreements?
No, no, no!
But what about all this? Shakespeare? All that stuff about Noah's Ark, knowing all them capital cities. How can you learn all that without reading?
It's when I was inside. All my snout, phone cards, all that. I traded it all in. Paid the other cons to read to me. Chekhov, Joyce, novels, plays, poetry. Books from the prison library that no bugger had opened for years.
And you never owned up when you came out?
I was embarrassed, all right.
Unbelievable. Sounding off about all sorts. Mr. Worldly Wise. You can't so much as read a fag packet.
Yes, I forgot to mention them.
Doesn't mean I'm stupid, all right?
Yes, it does. You cannot read. You are like a child, but worse.
Hey.
What kind of third world country is this where grown men cannot read?
All right. I'm beginning to look forward to you turning us in.
No, I'm not going to turn you in.
Hey?
On one condition.
What's that?
It is 7 o'clock. You have 2.5 hours before the shop opens. You better make a start.
A start at what?
Come on.
Where are we going?
Butterfly. Bur is for butterfly. See the picture of the pretty butterfly? Come on, we've got another 24 of these to go.
Yes, I can see the picture of the pretty butterfly.
Right, well, that's a letter B.
Can we just get on with... What do you want me to write?
The quality of mercy is not strained.
Yeah. If you can't do it by 9:30 when the shop opens, he's calling the bill. So let's get on.
Does the bill mean the police?
Yeah.
Yes. If you have not learned to write those words by 9:30, I will call the bill police. I must thank you.
What for?
For many months, I did not understand why the television program called the bill is called the bill. There are no characters called Bill in the bill. It is about the police. Why is it not called the police? Now I understand. So we are both learning.
Do you want me to fetch a little book of comedy?
What does quality start with then? K or something?
Q.
Q?
Yes. Many words begin with Q. Quarrel and quick and quail and quaff. Which means to drink heartily.
Look, are you going to let us get on?
Of course, I will be quiet.
Oh, I'll never get my head round this.
Quiet as a Quaker.
Give it a rest!
Quiet as a quivering Quaker.
Fetch us that Rapunzel book, will you?
Why?
I'm going to demonstrate the pop-up tower right up Sunday's...
Focus, Eddie. Q is like an O with a tail. Look.
Ignorance is bliss, mate.
I thought knowledge was power.
When we're done, teach me how to spell smartass, will you? Then I can write to you from prison.
Quiet as a quivering Quaker in a quilt. Ha!
An O with a tail. Gotcha.
Throw the Book by Daniel Meyer and Mark Meyer starred Philip Jackson, William Ash, David Webber and Daniel Meyer. The producer was Claire Bartlett and the executive producer was Alex Walsh-Taylor.
And there'll be another